Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Shotgun with me right now. I really appreciate Scott Bennett joining us today. Again, he's a commissioned U.S. military, U.S. Army, worked in psychological operations around the world. We couldn't have a better expert on to analyze what's currently happening. So in the time we have today, I want to get into the drone attacks on Moscow a few days ago and key information he has there, where that war is escalating, where that's going. I want to get his view on all the announcements that the right wing works with the Russians to attack the power grid. We can see where that's all going with a false flag to blame us. I've specifically been predicting it for 2.5 years, and now exactly what I predicted is unfolding. I want to get his take on that. I want to look at the border collapsing, just the general situation, this constitutional crisis with the FBI director refusing to talk to Congress, and so much more. So, sir, thank you so much for coming on with us today. It's great to have you here with us. You heard the topics I just threw out. We only got a few minutes to break. What else do you want to get into here today? What else is on your radar screen?
Well, Alex, I'm glad you're fighting the good fight, brother. Blessed be the Lord my strength, who teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. When you started on the border crisis, you're right. I listened to some Mexican newscasts, and the commentators were talking about shoulder missiles that had been acquired on the black market. I speak fluent Spanish. And she's speaking in Spanish about shoulder-fired missiles being acquired for $20,000 on the black market. That certainly sounds like weapons of psychological torment, guerrilla warfare, destruction. As the border crumbles, you will have a bleeding invasion effect, and they will put to flight border agents and others with those sort of weapons. And they may also go up and invade towns. Cartels are very political. They're very astute. They're very good at going up and saying to the mayor, the sheriff, do what we want or else see this missile in our back of our car. Your house will be blown up. Your buildings will be blown up. I see that coming. So the announcement of the border meltdown with these shoulder missiles that have been acquired from possibly Ukraine and the black market is an accelerant. It's also an indicator that they're preparing for what may be coming, which Mike Adams and yourself and others have talked about, Colonel McGregor's talked about. So that's the border situation. The Ukrainian drone strike, of course. I was on a Russian television newscast. They called me at 4 a.m. to ask about this unmanned aerial vehicle attack that had transpired against Moscow, the capital of Russia, mind you. And they played for me a signal broadcast and said, what do you think this is? And it was an American military-sounding broadcast with code words on it. And I played it, and I've got it, and I can play for you. I think I sent it to you, but it was F-U-X, Y-L-T, F-U-X, Y-L-T, F-U-X, J-O-P, T-C-U-U, 4-N, K-C-S-D, M-K-C, 3-W, E-4-L-N-A, and they repeated it, and they called it Operation Fish Hook. That sounded suspicious, and I said, well, either the United States under Joe Biden has launched a war against Russia, calling it Fish Hook, without the authorization of the United States Congress, or the United States government has been advised of an attack that Ukraine just did, and they are preparing to defend against counter-strikes, or it is just an announcement, of NATO, U.S., Ukrainian joint operations.
So this is all huge. Scott Bennett, stay right there. We're going to break for 1 minute. We're going to come out with a short video dealing with them getting ready for power false flags, and then we're going to get right to you, and then we're going to break all this down, and we'll start there.
InfoWars is known for being tomorrow's news today. InfoWars is known for having 98% accuracy on average. InfoWars is known as being a game changer, and our products are not any different. Two amazing products that I really want you to try if you've never tried them, or if you've been a regular buyer of them, they've been sold out for a long time, they're back in stock. I want to remind you, are now back in stock, are the Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. I don't have time in 60 seconds to tell you about all the ingredients, but believe me, you want to go research. You want to go check out Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth. Back in stock, but they're selling out quick. And despite the fact they're selling out, they're both discounted. In fact, Real Red Pill Plus is 40% off right now. But in a week or so, it's going to go back to full price. It's about to sell out. This is your chance to experience Real Red Pill Plus and Ultimate Bone Broth exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. Thank you for your support.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Attacks on power supplies being blamed on the right wing. We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right wingers. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up. It might be, hackers took down a part of the power grid. How many times have I said they're going to blow the power grid up and say Trump supporters did it?
Well, tonight, the nation's intelligence agencies are warning of cyber threats from Russia and are urging U.S. critical infrastructure defenses to be reinforced.
Homeland Security is warning of a potential troubling escalation in tactics from right-wing extremists.
It wouldn't take much to throw the entire country into darkness.
We've seen the FBI say the number one terror threat is domestic right-wingers. They've now defined it as fascism if you support President Trump or America First. And then now we start seeing headlines at the top of Drudge yesterday, imminent. Trump's calling for violence. Trump's calling for insurrection. January 6, 2.0. And so that's been all over the news building up. And if you look at all the pre-programming data points that are there, they're hyping this up.
The grid is a sprawling target. There are actually three in the U.S., the Eastern, Western, and Texas has its own. Should a transformer explode, like this one in Manhattan during Superstorm Sandy, the system is designed to trigger a localized grid-preserving blackout. But if several sections of the grid go down at the same time, the shutdowns can cascade like dominoes.
It was actually a very shocking result to us that there's very few number of substations you need to take out in the entire United States to knock out the entire grid.
Pay insufficient attention to the frightening scenario of a comprehensive cyber attack, which would bring to a complete halt to the power supply, transportation, hospital services, our society as a whole. The COVID-19 crisis would be seen in this respect as a small disturbance in comparison.
Growing concerns over white supremacy in America as President Biden issues this new warning about the threat that it poses.
The most dangerous terrorist threat to our homeland is white supremacy.
This is not going to be the end of MAGA terrorism. This will only be the beginning.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back live right now, ladies and gentlemen. And we have our very special guest with us, Scott Bennett. Last time he was on with us for an hour and a half, he went over his bio. But he was an officer in the Army all over the world in Army psychological warfare operations. He's one of the smartest people out there when it comes to breaking this down. If you just joined us, he was on with us a little bit in the last segment, preluding what he was about to hit. We're going to get into the huge developments in Ukraine and Russia. We're going to get into the massive preparations that are everywhere telling us there's going to be imminent power outages blamed on the American people. which I saw them pre-programming. They've now launched that. The total collapse of the border. We have articles on InfoWars.com. Let's see it on Fox News. U.S.-made anti-tank missiles that they've given by the thousands of Ukrainians that we know most of it gets sold to the black market around the world. We also saw this under Obama. Hundreds of thousands of guns shipped into Mexico and Fast and Furious, shipped to ISIS. So it looks like a rerun of that, plus all the U.S. weapons left in Afghanistan. Why are they doing this? What's the plan there? I mean, this is getting crazier and crazier. And then, of course, the constitutional crisis with the FBI director saying he won't even talk to Congress. So, Mr. Bennett, Owen Schroeder's riding shotgun. He's welcome to pop up any questions at any time. But just start wherever you'd like with those topics and others, and we're going to try to give you the floor here.
Well, the righteous are as bold as a lion, and you certainly embody that, Alex. And you're doing a great job by surveying the enemy's intelligence broadcasting messaging, because you are seeing the predictable analytics and the seeds being sown for the next psychological operations that they're going to be deploying against the United States and the people of the United States to weaponize their government against the people. The claims of right-wing white supremacy being a domestic terrorism operation growing is, of course, ludicrous, but it's the required talking point slogan to anchor their pivot point around, because they're going to lose in Ukraine. Europe is going to fall apart and collapse and then go neutral. NATO is going to disintegrate and just kind of be a calendar on the wall, but it doesn't have any pragmatic or practical application anymore. And Russia is not going to engage in operations against the United States unless they try and trigger nuclear activity against Russia. Then it will counterstrike. But Russia is playing the long game. They're smart. They're chess players. They don't want to aggravate the people in Europe or the United States. They want to encourage their own people to clean their own house and not get involved. So I don't see Russia taking action against the United States. I do see the Democrats and Biden and these other fools trying to double down against Russia, setting off perhaps a nuclear event in Zaporozhye. But it's all doomed to failure. So the Ukraine annihilation is about to happen. Either Ukraine's going to go neutral and Zelensky's going to be removed, or it's going to be a smoldering ruin. And the best parts of Ukraine are going to be given back to Russia, and they're going to build a big, great wall of China across portions of Ukraine to keep out Poland and the rest of them, who are going to be suffering from the birth defects from the nuclear fallback or fallout that the British have put there, which Russia has destroyed. So there are nuclear poisonings that have occurred. What I anticipate, too, is another pandemic sickness being laid out. Fox News has said expect another pandemic. And I predict they're going to unleash a pandemic in October, November of this coming year and carry it through till February, January, and then launch all over again their PSYOP that they did in 2020, because they don't learn, and they will never relinquish power, Alex. We will never have a free and fair election so long as we use electronic Dominion voting machines and any electronic voting machines. We have to have counties say paper ballots and ink-dipped thumbs on the paper is the only way the American election goes forth. Because
by the way, just to back that up, you've been in Iraq and all over. You've seen this. That's why they had to have the purple ink. The State Department said that had to be done. So our State Department goes around the world saying who has free elections and who doesn't. And according to the State Department's own rules, we have one of the most fraudulent elections in the world. But now they're trying to say it's terrorists. That's one of the white supremacist markers. If you question elections, well, everybody's supposed to question elections. I mean, not to interrupt, just to back up what you're saying, and then also back up what you're saying about how they're pre-programming. Oh, the new virus. We ended the last pandemic because the new one's coming. And a month before the head of the WHO said that, the day they ended it, I said they're ending it to declare victory against COVID so they can, quote, declare victory against the next more deadly virus. He comes out a month later and says, it's what his children, it's coming in next year, and we will take their rights, but we beat COVID, so do what we say. We will beat it this time. I mean, as you said, they lay the seeds for unconscious people, but if you're conscious, it's all pre-programmed. We don't know exactly when they're going to launch what, but we know what they've got in their hand, what cards they've got to play.
You're right. You're exactly right. They are laying it, and they will use this next pandemic to really annihilate everybody who is foolish enough to get the bioweapon jab. So they are already laying the seeds. The miscalculation that I've seen in Afghanistan, I've seen in Iraq, and I see it again in Ukraine, and I see it again now. The miscalculation is the inability to understand and certainly the inability to predict the movement of God in the souls of men and women and the spiritual nature of inspiration and the power and the magnetism of spiritually anointed and speaking people that inspire courage and strength into others. When we speak, Alex, when we present, our energy that God anoints us with turns other people into the strength of Samson on a spiritual level. And this is a spiritually intuition thing, but that's what the bad guys can't understand. They can't calculate it. Of course, they try and replace it. They're of their father, the devil. They're trying to pursue all of this, transhumanism, transgenderism. The thing I see is the breakup inevitably of the United States into factions and regions and states. And then you're going to have a reconsolidation of these regions and such. It's a hard pill to swallow, but that seems to be the predictive analytical domino effect that is going to transpire when everybody who's
by the way, to interrupt you, Scott. What you're saying, I just interrupt you, you're so on target. When I tell people I am for different regions breaking away, it's not the end of the republic. That's exactly what I historically see. Is we have to have some.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Imagine it's the last ride, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are taking you for a ride. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about treating it with Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
But isn't that exactly what the bad guy said happened on 9/11? Planes struck America, and there we went and beat up and destroyed Afghanistan, Iraq, Libya, Syria, now Ukraine, and tried to do it against Lebanon and Iran and all these other countries. So Ukraine does to Russia what Bush and Cheney and the rest of these liars said happened to America, we're preventing them from taking a counterstrike. It's just comical, but... Again, Russia is not...
Let's shift gears into that. Let's shift gears into that. And I want to sort of jump in with our great guest, Mr. Ben, any time. Looking at... Recap what happened with this latest wave of drone attacks and this code that was sent out. We know the U.S. is running NATO. We know it's running the war. They now admit that. We knew it before it even launched. We know that they blew up the Keystone Pipeline. They shut that down before it even slipped. They shut down the Nord Stream 2 pipeline and others on the same day Europe opened its new pipeline. This is all ridiculously obvious. And then now that code name going out, Operation Fishhook, it's clear they're saying, oh, we don't want Russia to retaliate, but clearly they're trying to get Russia to hit civilian targets, just like Churchill famously sent in Lancasters to bomb civilian targets, because Hitler was only hitting government targets and military targets. And it was going to beat the British. So the British intelligence said if we can attack their civilians, psychological profile shows Hitler will get mad and target our civilians. That's fine. Them will survive with our factories and airfields. And that was all declassified in the 70s that they did that. But I can see the same models going on here that are happening, that are trying to get Russia to retarget what it's doing. It's clear Russia's starting to win.
They are, and Russia is aware of that strategy to try and provoke them into civilian strikes. They're aware of the strategy to provoke Russia into strikes so that the West can then secretly set off nuclear events, Zaporizhia type of meltdown events, so that the West can then justify its own NATO-U.S. forces going in and building a no-fly zone and then trying to engage in a freezing of the conflict like a 38th parallel, thinking that Russia is just going to allow it to happen. That's the miscalculation. Russia's never going to allow that to happen. They're not going to fall into the trap of attacking civilian targets. They're not going to bomb San Antonio. They're not going to bomb Miami. They're not going to bomb New York. They're not even going to bomb Washington. But they will annihilate every weapon system that crosses the border into Ukraine. And they, if they use nuclear weapons of any kind against Russia, Russia will endure certain small bites. It will lose certain battles to win the war. And it's just a matter of mathematics. Russia's already won the war. It's winning the theater of war. Look at the world's geopolitical realignment. You've got the entire continent of Africa rejecting the United States and Biden because we've threatened them to put sanctions because they passed an anti-LGBT law. Well, I wish they'd pass the same thing in the United States. I wish we'd have the same courage of Africa and Russia by claiming that marriage is between a man and a woman and putting it in our constitution. But when Africa does it, Biden says, I'm going to sanction that country, and Europe goes ballistic. What happens? Every African nation, which are very traditional nations and peoples, every African nation is now aligning with Russia. And you also see Central America, Peru, South America aligning with Russia. Why? Because they're not hostile and crushing and violent and war and bloodthirsty and warmongering. We have been, and I shouldn't say we, not you, not I,
the
not
the globalists that have hijacked. Exactly. Globals have hijacked our country. But I mean, I forget. It was a bunch of the U.S. ambassadors and Newland and all of them said just a few months ago, they said, our main mission is social in the Ukraine war because Russia isn't letting us do LGBT trans with kids. They actually said that our policy is we want the Russian and Ukrainian children. I mean, what a bunch of creeps, man. They want to invade countries so they get their kids. I mean, these are the folks that grab kids out of the back of your yard, folks. I mean, it's just a billion times bigger. Imagine you take a pedo and a creeper van, and that's the new world order. I mean, it's like a Death Star-sized white creeper van.
Remember, that's why they overthrew Yanukovych. Yanukovych said, we are not going to go the way of the European Union because we're not going to embrace their homosexual European Union policies. And the moment he said that, Barack Obama, married to Michael LeBron Robinson, a.k.a. Michelle Obama, and Victoria Nuland and John Kerry and the rest of these fools like John McCain initiated the overthrow of Yanukovych. So it was the LGBT agenda they were advancing into Ukraine, and Ukrainian President Yanukovych say, no, we're not going to go that way. We're going to be closer with Russia because we're Christian Orthodox people. We're not going to go the EU way because we can't embrace homosexuality as part of our national policy. And the moment he said that, they overthrew him. Now, they also overthrew him because he said, get these chemical bio labs out of my country. And we overthrew him so we could keep these chemical bio labs for the purposes of what? Developing pathogens and diseases to use against Russia and also vaccines and the COVID-19 bioweapon. That was the product of these labs. And then ship it out to Chapel Hill and then Fort Detrick and then Fort Detrick to Wuhan and, you know, all sorts of things that really generate a war crimes case against the Biden administration. Not President Trump. He didn't see and know a lot of this stuff, but it was the Obama-Biden administration and this third Obama administration that is responsible for the greatest crimes against humanity and the crimes against the world and has made America look like a bunch of Nazi fascists that are doomed to go to the Nuremberg court if things go the way that I think they're going to go, and that is Russia is going to completely conquer, in Europe. It's not going to go into France or Germany or anything. It's going to destroy Ukraine, but it's going to stop, and it's going to see revolutions in Germany and France and Britain as the people overthrow their corrupt leaders. I think the Vendetta moment is upon us. They don't have any military left, so there is no NATO. And the United States is going to pivot all of its military action against its all people in the United States, saying the enemy is the white, domestic, traditional, Christian, male, heterosexual, that is unvaccinated. Let's always remember that. So they're going to, I wouldn't be surprised too, Alex, if they are generating scripts for the mainstream media to recite. You've seen those videos where they say, this is a danger against our democracy. They're no doubt, and listen for their verbiage, they're no doubt generating that script to be repeated like brainwashing mantras that the white domestic terrorism, the white traditional male is the domestic terrorist. You know, domestic terrorism is whiteness, blah, blah. They're going to try and repeat.
Well, they're basically already doing that. And that's why I saw them pre-programming that there's imminent cyber shutdowns, which they want to bring an Internet ID. We had to shut the web off to protect the power grid. And the Bilderberg Group and others, Davos has said that's their next plan. So I want to talk about that when we come back with Owen Schroyer and Scott Bennett, because I said before they ever said it, watch, now they're going to claim right-wingers work with Russia and are going to launch the attack. And I predicted they would do that right before they were getting ready to do it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. You're a really smart guy, actually trained in this. I'm just a layperson. But what seeds do you see them planting, and what other attacks do you see? Like, they know they're losing the narrative. Even Fiona Hill, one of their minions, came out and said the New World Order is losing, the globalists, the West, everybody hates us. We need to reassess this. She's not saying that because she's for us. She says it because she knows that everybody hates her. But they're not listening. So they know they're in trouble. What are they going to do to pull victory from the jaws of defeat on the other side? And I want to get Owen Schroyer's take on this. Then I've got a question for you. On several other big issues as well, because I've got the sources, and the billionaires have been building bunkers and escape stuff forever. But they think it's imminent now, and it's like an anthill in certain areas. What are they digging in for? What are they getting ready for? We'll be right back with Scott Bennett, our guest, and we got to get his website out. Everybody, get your padded pens and pads ready. We'll tell you how to check out his...
Iodine is naturally acquired through the soil, which is at the foundation of our entire food supply. Modern farming techniques have stripped the soil of this essential trace element, which has caused an iodine deficiency in about half the population. And there are two things we need to do about it. We need to practice more regenerative farming. There are plenty of proven technologies in permaculture and biodynamics that will naturally keep the soil rich with iodine. And we need to ensure that we get the sufficient amount of iodine every day. Derived from ancient sea salts found thousands of feet below the Earth's surface, our InfoWars Life Survival Shield X3 is hands down the best. Pure nascent iodine, stabilized in an activated tri-iodine form. For a healthy thyroid and a healthy metabolism, get yours now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
You are either with the Republic or against it. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Global Freedom TV, one word, globalfreedomtv.com, globalfreedomtv.com. And the great Scott Bennett is with us riding shotgun today. Owen Schroyer's been doing a fabulous job today. He's been very quiet listening, Owen. But before we segue into other things the globalists are obviously preparing, like the power outages, and the rest of it. Do you have any questions or comments for Mr. Bennett?
Yeah, I'd like to get Scott's opinion on the most recent development out of Ukraine, because I find it extremely concerning. You had the U.S. and the U.K. both give $300 million from the U.S., £300 million from the U.K. This happened earlier this week. And then I guess 24 or 48 hours later, we saw allegedly a drone blow up an apartment building in Kiev. And then I guess a defunct Patriot missile land on a road in Kiev. And then Zelensky comes out and makes a statement. Thank God for Joe Biden and Boris Johnson giving us the hundreds of millions of dollars. Otherwise, we wouldn't have been able to defend ourselves in the recent wave of attacks by Russia on Kiev. Now, I don't tend to buy any of this. The official narrative being that after $600 billion in pounds are given to Ukraine, within 48 hours, somehow they set up a anti-air, anti-missile defense system that then is also utilized as Russia is attacking Kiev with hundreds of missiles, they're claiming. What do you think the real story here is, Scott Bennett?
Well, it's a distraction operation. It's a shell game. That missile strike was curiously positioned to hit the traffic light right above it. The drone strike, of course, that was done against Moscow, precipitated by the U.S. military code broadcast, is extraordinarily suspicious. But it's a shell game where they're moving things in the darkness with their left hand, money laundering, child sex trafficking, organ harvesting, in the as they're doing these sort of kinetic operations against Russia. The kinetic operations are the cheerleading squad that the mainstream media does, that everybody's eyes are focused on. But the real crimes are what they're doing in secret. So Ukraine is descending into theater, and I think the West is going to increasingly kind of ratchet up a lot of their kinetic threats and their slogans of democracy while they do other things such as the invasion across the border, which I think the Democrats are all preparing, and others are preparing for an inevitable civil war in the United States, and they're setting the seeds for that.
So do you believe, though, that within 48 hours, $300 million were transferred into Ukraine, and then they were able to set up an anti-missile defense system that essentially saved the city of Kiev from destruction from the Russians? Or do you think that's just a bunch of BS?
No, it's lies. The Ukrainians are incapable of performing the military tasks required for the training on those weapon systems. Everyone who's been in the military, who's been an artilleryman, who's been in any kind of missile rockets or high technology, who's not a door kicker, understands these are systems that are just not able to be managed and conducted by Ukrainian forces, who are very incapable of conducting much of anything, quite frankly. This is all controlled by British, American, French, German special operations and mercenary. They are of course, funneling money for secret operations. They're funneling money for money laundering purposes, as we saw with FTX. So again, it's theater. It's a shell game. I do see Rishi Sunak and Biden and the rest of these people pouring more and more money into Ukraine. We'll see if the Republicans stop it, audit it, and trace it back. It's interesting that, a lot of the people that were directly enriched by Burisma, Metabiota, the Global Viral Forecasting Institute, the Chemical Biolabs, were John Kerry's son, Christopher Hines, Paul Pelosi Jr., Pelosi's son, Romney's son, and, of course, the crack-smoking prostitute, child-raping Hunter Biden. So the progeny of the most perverted, corrupt people in politics are the ones who are being enriched. And, of course, Marjorie Taylor Greene's introduced articles of impeachment against Biden for a lot of this stuff.
And that's good. Scott, let me ask you a question here, Scott, because I want to get back to this. You got caught off the very start. You started getting into the drone attacks on Moscow and this code that went out. Can you elaborate on that?
Well, the code that was released was from an American voice, an American military voice, seemingly educated with the nomenclature, the emergency broadcast messaging system that military cyber NSA sort of operations conduct. And this code was released, and the Russian intelligence, Russian media had acquired it, and we're trying to find out what it was. Was it pre-attack, during attack, or post-attack? Was it to launch the operation? Was it to announce the operation had been launched, or was it to announce that an operation had been launched and that the West had better prepared for counterstrikes? We don't know yet. Everyone should certainly call their member of Congress and say, what is Operation Fishhook? And what is this broadcast? And I've got it and I can play it. But that needs to be put to Kirby, who interestingly said, we're not going to investigate that Moscow drone strike. When it was with Adam yesterday that we had said, this needs to be investigated. This needs to be examined by Jim Jordan and Marjorie Greene and Gates. This needs to be examined by the Republicans to say, did Biden launch a war without congressional approval? Did Biden initiate a war crime and a crime against humanity by attacking civilian targets? Did this code announce it? Did Fishhook announce it? Were you trying to hook a fish? Were you trying to hook Russia into a provocative action like you wisely outlined, Alex, when Churchill fish hooked the Germans into attacking their civilian centers? It changed the course of the war. Were they trying to get Russia to attack civilian targets and perhaps launch nuclear targets to change the direction of the war? Possibly.
I think that's obvious. They've been trying to accelerate this, which again is playing with fire. Up until about 3 years ago, even when Trump wasn't in, I remember when Obama was wanting to go to war with Russia and Syria. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs said, that's going to war with Russia. Mr. President, you want to do that? We have to prepare for nuclear war. Something changed where even Henry Kissinger was saying, don't do this. And then they just said, you know what, we're just going to do it. We can get away with it. And it shows that the so-called elites, as you said, are not the ones of 50 years ago. They are literally a bunch of degenerate pedophiles. I mean, they don't even know. I mean, because we had evil elites before, but they didn't have a suicide wish. These current ones, I guess, have never gotten in trouble or never been stopped. And so they're just in cuckoo land.
It's a very accurate psychological assessment, Alex, because the soil from which men's minds grow is far more polluted and toxic today than it was 50 years ago. 50, 60 years ago, we had a relatively traditional American society where the Constitution and our heritage and our 100 years of history mattered. It had grown the greatest generation in World War II. It had grown the 50s and the 60s and the parents and grandparents that came out of that. I was grown in the 70s. And we had a better America back then, and in the 80s too. And it was because of those greatest generations that we did conquer and defeat communism. But then we took a course for the wicked. And we took a course of raping and dismembering Russia in the 1990s under the chief rapist, Bill Clinton. Why he's not been charged for rapes that he's done against people like Juanita Hill or others is amazing. They have the gall to go after President Trump for a cuckoo nonsense rape charge. But in the 1990s, Bill Clinton and Lawrence Summers and Strobe Talbot and Al Gore, the great wizard of climate change, all embarked on this attack against Russia, raping and dismembering Russia, planting oligarchs, stealing resources, supplanting the election, planting CIA stooges in there, trying to completely collapse its economy with IMF loans.
And then that made the Russians go back to being nationalists and actually created Putin. So, again, they never looked at how they're creating the hardliners. And just like the West trying to screw the Chinese gives us a Xi Jinping.
Exactly right. We did that in the 90s.
We'll be right back. We've got to go to break. Stay there, Scott. Amazing.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com.
enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Segment left with our incredible guest, Scott Bennett. Everybody should visit his website. Everybody should bookmark it, Global Freedom TV, globalfreedomtv.com. I'm on the road. I'm back tomorrow. And I just noticed I didn't plug this iPad in like an idiot this morning. It was at 100%. It's at 5%. So this cuts out in a minute. Or maybe I'll get up while Owen's talking or while Scott's talking and plug this stupid thing in here. But that's a perfect segue when I was about to get into here, Scott. When we sit here and we talk about the globalists being incompetent and out of control, it's not like we're saying we're in a great position or we've got all the answers. It's more scary to have incompetent, crazy, inbred, pedophile psychos. So when we say that, it's not like, oh, our enemies are idiots. Oh, we're doing great. No, our enemies are super dangerous because they're out of control, and that can make other adversaries and groups really then be in a posture that could end the world very, very, very quickly. I know you analyze that. You understand that. So I want to be very clear with people. Just because the globalists are out of control does not mean that they aren't even more dangerous because of that. So I wanted to finish up with just that understanding. And then I wanted to get into a little more on the power grid because I'm seeing massive pre-programming on that. And again, they're now saying that right-wing Christians work with the Russians, kind of integrating those two lies, the new, we're all white supremacists, ADL is going to, you know, get you. and all this legislation, and then, oh, and work with the Russians. We're going to combine those two giant hoaxes together. They're going to need some pretext to make that sound like it's reasonable. And, of course, we say that dog won't hunt, it's going to blow up in your face. Well, they just keep doubling down. And then I want to segue into Kauai, where I did a workcation last week and a half, because I was going to go to Alaska, never been there, but we've been to Kauai quite a few times. And I said, I want to go back there because Zuckerberg, according to my sources, is building a big underground base and a submarine base and trying to set up robot defenses. He doesn't trust the security people. So I came here and I met a lot of construction firms, a lot of other groups. They make them sign NDAs, but you know, we confirmed. And we'll show some just still shots real quick. I'm going to show this when I get back to Austin in HD. But when you put those on screen, guys, I'll send them to you. This is from a helicopter. You can see the big dome buildings that they've built. And under that, there's just dump trucks going in and out all day as they dig in. And then understand how big those are. His giant 40,000 square foot house is just a little box there below one of those facilities. So just like the NSA builds these big giant hangar bubbles that you could, you know, put a 747 in, just that entrance. And there are also aircraft hangars. They've got giant construction going on all over. He's got thousands and thousands of acres. There's a big mountain and a gorge there. They're building literally a James Bond villain, or like the Nazis had, underground sub base. If you try to get anywhere out 200 yards from the land, drones and armed troops come out and get in your face, even though it's public property. If you get on the beach, they basically assault you. And I'm just showing some grainy stuff here before I get back, because people don't want to see the actual HD. They love like little grainy things, but this is just some of what people are going to be seeing and what's happening. But the big issue is it's feverish now. 20-plus billionaires have moved here. A bunch are affiliated with him. They're also in Tasmania. They're also in northern areas of Canada. Some of these redoubts are 100 miles from even a small town. And now the globalists are – and I've also met with some Bilderberg Group members and others off record you know, last year that, you know, they said, yeah, that they're getting ready for a catastrophic situation. What do I think is going to happen with Russia? So they all get how dangerous this is. So why are they then not pushing for de-escalation, Scott Bennett? And instead, they're going along with the policy, but at the same time, like turtles going into their shells. So they've been digging in for a while, but now it's feverish digging in. What's your intel on that?
Well, let me issue a couple corrections on the website. A better website we have is patreon.com/shellgame. The Global Freedom, we put our videos on, but all the breaking ones that I
get. Right, well, let's slow down there, because I asked the crew to get me last time and this time the best thing. So we're going to put it in your bio. I want you to come back on a routine basis. I apologize. I want to get the right URL up here for you. Okay, so just very slowly, we're going to put it on screen, your lower third. What is the proper place for people to go to?
Go to patreon.com/shellgame, and that has all the videos that I do on Russian TV, other international TV, so you get the breaking news. And then, of course, shellgamewhistleblower.com, they can contact me. Globalfreedomtv.com is another channel that we have that we put this up. And you
what about the site I gave out? I mean, the site I gave out is, I don't know.
Yep, that's good. That's good. Yeah, that's fine. That's the one where you put up a lot of our breaking videos.
But again, I want people to find what you're saying, Scott, because it's so dead on. Let's say all the URLs one more time.
Go to patreon.com/shellgame. That's where we put our breaking videos up. Shellgamewhistleblower.com is how they can contact me and see my story. And GlobalFreedomTV.com is a news TV site that we're erecting and putting my videos on and putting other videos. We've got a lot of your good stuff and other good stuff. Mike Brighton, Dr. Fett, a lot of good people up there and their different stuff. So those are the three websites. The other thing I'd say in these times, getting your health in order and all of the substances you've got are very important for people to get, because if there is an EMP attack, if there is a power shortage or a breakdown of the power supply, people need to be able to live for 6 months to a year. You have to have the supplements and vitamins, never mind the food, and the natural curatives and stuff. And one of the things that I discovered when I had a skin cancer was Indian black salve. Alex, I'll send you the pictures of the cancer that I had, but I put this stuff on it. It killed it, and the cancer fell off like a scab. So Indian Black Sabbath is miraculous. Now, getting back to the business, you identified a very significant factor. The soil that we've grown these people out of today is very toxic compared to 50 years ago. So one thing people need to be prepared to do is to detach themselves and divorce themselves from their psychological moorings and connections and instincts of subservience and obedience towards political lanyards or claims of power, claims of authority, claims of jurisdiction. When I was in the Army, I was an officer, and I was told any order that is unlawful, or the commander may be crazy or is out of his mind, you don't follow, because you are serving the Constitution of the United States. You are keeping your men alive. You're not following unlawful orders. So these orders that are coming out of the fake President Biden and the crazy Pelosi and all the other crazy Democrats and many in the military are unlawful orders. No one should be getting a vaccine, a COVID-19 bio jab, ever again. They shouldn't be getting any vaccines, as far as I'm concerned, after listening to Tenpenny and Mikovits and everybody else. So their unlawful orders are being advanced, and that's where people need to cut themselves off and say, no, we're not recognizing the FBI or the ATF or any of these other federal agencies that were created. We're following the Constitution, and we're following our local sheriff. We're following our local powers and hopefully some strong governors. So that's going to facilitate the quickening of the regionalization of America, is the divorce from the claims of authority and power that the federal police state has been trying to ram down everybody's throats. I'll hand it back to you to get back into what other segue you wanted to talk about.
Well, I mean, that's my question is, you know, as a former intel and psyops officer who worked all over the world and it really has a great analysis, they're losing on every level, but they're pre-programming power outages, cyber attacks to blame us, to get more internet control and, you know, demonize us. That's clear, but it's still obvious. Do you think they're really crazy enough to do that? And what else are they going to try to pull to be the saviors?
I do think they are crazy, because they think and they only expect to survive or escape in the fire and the smoke of war and conflict and the power systems going down and other natural disasters, fires, floods. I anticipate amplification of the weather weapons, you know, being used. The thing is, every time they're engaging these activities, the righteous are waking up and more disconnecting themselves psychically, emotionally, spiritually, physically from the dependence on this matrix. Look at the mainstream media. It's lost all credibility. Look at Target and Bud Light. All credibility gone. Now, I've heard analysis that this is a coordinated weaponization against Target and others to implode them from within to quicken sort of an economic collapse. But you see the righteous spirit of Americans rising up when they reject the ideology of demonism, lesbian, gay, transgender, humanism, transgenderism, all of that stuff. That's not American. That's not human. So we're witnessing the left incapable of adjustment, incapable of backing up, incapable of compromise, incapable of reflection, but they are capable, like rats in a maze, trying to figure out a different route to go. But it's for self-preservation. The thing is, people need to, like in Zuckerberg, a.k.a. what, Rothschild kid or whatever, they need to understand where they're fleeing to, understand that their time is short.
5 more minutes with us. Hold on, we got to go break for 2 minutes. Scott Bennett, do 5 more minutes on, because I want you to get into the bunker questions, because that's exactly where I was going with this. Hour number 4, straight ahead. Stay with us.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.